following is a presentation of the Belly Up Sports Media Network.
Call yourselves Title Town? Are you kidding me?
That's fraud.
It feels like a gray area.
Spoiler alert, Canada. Cup's coming back to the U.S. of A.
There's way too much negative stigma attached to strippers.
I hate you guys so much.
My dog just shit his ass.
Hey, guys, what is going on? It is Tuesday night, and I got the four screen up here because I wanted everybody to see. At the top of the show, I just wanted to take a minute and say you're welcome to each one of you guys. If I didn't have the balls, the guts, the courage to pick Hayden Hurst in that parlay, none of you would have made money. Listen, guys, just one by one, come off mute. You can give me a thank you.
Move this man! Move!
Gotcha, bitch.
My own little parlay hit. The one I threw in the comments, it hit.
No, we're not talking about this. We all know. I'm the one who called. I called Hayden Hurst. Mike's being a douchebag. Let's start the show.
I can't believe the lunch pail parlay hit. Oh, my God, guys. When Hayden Hurst scored that touchdown, I jumped out of my chair and I screamed, Hurst, so loud. My four-year-old started crying. I was like, Daddy, you scared me. And I was like, son, you don't understand. Hayden Hurst he scored. That's it. All we need is money back. Now we're golden, baby. Scott, how you feeling, man?
I'm feeling good. That might be my biggest win of the weekend. Y'all was talking all sorts of shit on the show and then in the chat. Like, I was I was being assaulted Saturday afternoon and evening in the chat of Hayden Hurst. He hasn't scored since week five. How did you let me talk into this? Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, look, when this white boy hits this, I'm going to be the greatest of all time at this shit I don't even do. So here we are.
Well, I said it.
That white boy parlay was fire.
I know I said it in chat. At least I think I did. I typed it up. I don't know if I ever said it. But I said if Hayden Hurst did not score a touchdown, that was not my fault. That was you pushing into that choice. That was you making me change my mind, especially since I originally picked Chase and he scored first. And I was like, oh, this guy.
Yeah, when he scored, I was like, damn, man, I fucked it all up.
I was like, Scott, screwed me over again. But if Hurst did score, it was all my idea.
And Hurst almost scored twice. Like that one that went off just near the end zone, like in the fourth quarter. I was like, oh, shit, he could have scored twice, damn it.
Mookie, you were very upset at the Cowboys-Niners game and not coming near the over, I think. You were at one point, you started off by saying, I just hope both teams have a lot of fun and score a lot of points. And I was like, oh, Mookie mashed that over.
No, I was throwing that more out there just as kind of to troll y'all and see what kind of responses I got back. Because, like, let me throw them the most basic mom quote for, like, when the kids are going to play, when, you know, the two sons play against each other and something like that. And, like, I just hope everyone has a fun time and stays safe. And I was like, I would love to see Caesar and Scott all of a sudden just chime in and go off on each other because that was like their grenade that was thrown in the room first. More so, I was just disappointed because that game was boring as fuck. Like, I don't know. I appreciate good football and tight games being played because of it, but it never felt like that game really hit its stride. It was very, you know what it is? The last 30 seconds of actual play time summarized that game perfectly. We have a Cowboy wide receiver nonchalantly not getting 2 feet down, and then Zeke Elliott getting his ass handed to him on who the fuck knows what kind of play that then causes Mike McCarthy to low-key try to throw his team under the bus in the press conference after. Like, it was just a mess. It was a disaster. Sorry. But no, I covered, man. I had my same games were off the chain because after I realized what was going on, I was like, all right, we're just going to bet for all the penalties, all the three and outs, all the punts. Like, we're going to hammer all the bullshit. And it worked out. But I almost fell asleep early because of it. So, yeah, Matt Stanton, clearly a genius amongst men, agrees with me. So he knows what's up. But outside of that, I'm excited, man. I'm really excited for tonight. I got another one of my favorites that I swear to God, this thing, every time I drink it, it just magically ends up back in the fridge. But I don't know how because it has to come through our shipment stuff. So feeling good, feeling great, excited, and can't wait to talk some playoff football, man.
What shipment stuff are you getting?
What? Well, I don't want to drop the name of the affiliate because they disappoint us, and you and Scott have both felt wronged by the way that their shipping costs
keep
going up.
You're still buying from them?
No, I didn't say that. I just said that it keeps showing up in my fridge.
Oh.
And that would be the only way to get it because it's from like Washington, whatever. So
we're not to that part of the show. God damn it. Let's make the intros.
But it's how I'm feeling, dude. I love my emotions here, bro.
I love that Scott said Scrappy High Motor Parlays is the new name of my fantasy team. That's a
that needs to be the new name of the segment. It's now time for your Scrappy High Motor Parlay of the Week, boys.
Vroom, vroom, baby. Here we go.
We can keep that going through all year, too. We'll just pick them, like, every sport. We'll just pick out the Scrappy High Motor guys, whatever is in season.
Joey Votto, 2+ hits. Here we go.
There it is. But there's a lot of scrappy high motor guys in baseball.
I was gonna say once we get into summertime,
in baseball, we're gonna have to do our only black guy in the league parlay, like Michael Harris the second. That's about it. God damn it.
Caesar, I'm glad to see that you showed up.
By the way, pushing his coaches.
Your boys, you're muted, and I can't unmute you, Caesar. So I don't know what you're doing. Looking.
I said my glasses. The blue light filter is fucking it all up.
Oh, okay. Well, it's good to see you, man. I'm glad to see you even after the Cowboys disappointed you. Well,
okay, look. My main mantra. The whole time I've been on the show, I'm never wrong, and I wasn't wrong again. So.
So now this is the second time in the intro I think we've gotten hit with the best ever never lost take, and so Scott dropped it on us earlier. I was gonna come in and be like, Scott, did you just say what I think you said? And now Caesar's like, I'm always right. Like, when did LeVar Ball start hosting this show?
It's a great point. Tyson wants to know, Caesar, why are you cosplaying like his grandmother?
So in high school, my head started to really fucking hurt, and I had like a headache for 2 weeks straight. And I was like, oh, fuck, I think I have cancer. So I told my dad to set up, like, a doctor's appointment with, like, the general pediatric doctor, whatever the fuck they're called. A doctor?
Doctor, yeah. Pediatrician. General practitioner, family doctor.
Oh, yeah, so they're doctor. They're like, bro, you just need glasses. Like, your head hurts, you fall asleep when you get home from school. And I was like, yeah, it fucking bangs. This shit fucking hurts. So when my head starts to hurt a lot, I just put on my glasses, and my head hurts. So glasses.
All right. Riveting story.
Oh, but I mean, yeah, like the Cowboys.
That's why he looks like your grandmother, Tyson.
Hey, bro, these glasses are chrome hearts. Fuck you talking about. Do your Googles first.
Which librarian's ass did you kick to get those glasses? That was the question that triggered that response from Caesar.
Google the brand, buddy.
Listen, we got an awesome show for you guys tonight. We are bringing on
I drive a Honda Civic
from Corner Booth Podcast. Jared Klein's going to be on to defend the Eagles and talk shit to Scott. And then later on, everybody's favorite troll, Robert Taylor, is going to be joining us. And he and I are probably going to try to out undersell each other on our teams in the AFC Championship, because that's the whole MO I have. It worked for me last year. I'm hoping it does it again. I'm just happy to be here. It's house money, baby. Whatever happens, happens. It's all good at this point. I'm just glad that they made it to the AFC Championship after the lineman got her eye. Anyways, we'll do all that later on.
I forgot the other reason I'm excited. Once again, your boys, Gunners, coming through in a huge spot this weekend, taking down those rat-ass bastards United. Here we go, baby. That premise, this may be the
year. We have 11 minutes until our first guest, Mookie, and that's how you decided to use 30 seconds was an arse pitch? Are you kidding me right now?
I spent like 45 of it on glasses, so I'm sorry. Yep.
Let's talk about
Mookie and the dog.
Let's talk about these beers that we're drinking. Scott, we'll go to you first. What's in your mug? Would you bang it?
I am starting a dessert series here this week. So I am kicking it off with Sonder Brewing's Otto, which is a double tiramisu stout, 11%. Got all that good stuff in it. Chocolate, coconut, tasting delicious. I would dick this down soft. This is a nice soft bang. Absolutely. I would treat this like a lady. We'd make sweet love.
Very nice. Very nice. A terrible visual for me for the rest of the show.
Dicking down tiramisu?
Yep.
Think about it.
Speaking of a good fantasy football name.
I can't help but feel like... I can't help but feel like that's like the high class version of American pie, dicking down tiramisu, like, because you've taken it up a level in both the dessert and the grinding action. But I'm right there with you, Scott. I'm loving what I'm drinking today. I alluded to it earlier in the jump. It's Magical Norwal. I guess apparently I'm starting a dessert series too, because it is a candy cane unicorn chocolate stout. I can't believe I'm going to say this. And I'm never going to admit to it. And please don't tell anybody else about it that you heard me utter these words. But if this is the stout we're talking about, then it's always stout season. Because this
shit is legit. We got him.
It's to me, it's the one that's no question going to be a good bang. You don't necessarily have it all the time, but it's round often enough that you kind of understand what you're getting into. So this is like that bang you get when you come back to your hometown and that like high school graduation, college era. And you're like, you know, there's that one friend that's always DTF. And you're like, yeah, let's hit it. It's going to be good. Then it'll be like 3 months until I come back home again for another round. But yeah, Magic Norwal is the shit.
It'll be 3 months until you finish telling us whether or not you would burn the beer. That's all I could think of.
To be fair, I let off with that this time, so you couldn't say that shit. So, eat it.
Caesar. My wife wants everybody to know that she bought me the beer, y'all. My wife, she bought this.
Thanks, Cheryl.
Caesar, or as some of the comments are calling, my hot Latin grandmother, or... Harry Carey had an...
Oh, shit. I pronounced that Harry Caray. I was like, who the fuck is Harry Caray?
Harry Caray!
Oh,
what are you drinking, Caesar? What you banging?
This blue light shit's pissing me off. But, I mean, I got out of work super late, so I had to haul us over here. So I just left the gas station, and I picked up a Michelob Ultra Infusions Lime and Prickly Pear Cactus. It's a tally. It's the size of my head.
God, Caesar, stop taking so long to answer.
Oh my god.
I guess I'd bang it. It's a Michelob Ultra. I mean,
fantastic. Yep. Prickly pear.
Prickly pears. Yeah, that's the.
Lime and prickly pear cactus. Not just any prickly pear. Prickly pear.
Dude, I'll be not bang anything that says prickly pear, though.
Bro,
what are you talking about? You gotta wrap prickly it up twice. Amazing.
No. If you're banging a prickly pear, bro. Protect the goods, okay?
All right, I am drinking. Well, first I gotta do the comments. Sorry, I forgot. That's how I do this normally. Gabe is drinking a Cincinnati inspired Rheingeist Cloud Harvest double dry hop hazy IPA, 6.5% ABV wood bang. I almost picked that up today when I was shopping for beers. I saw that, I was like, that sounds great. Good, Gabe. Dan is drinking a German Oktoberfest beer. Not even gonna try to say there's like, I'm pretty sure Dan, like,
Leho Bia.
It sounds like a doodle bubble.
Is it time to bring that segment back?
33%. Sounds good. Couldn't pronounce it. Couldn't order that. Why is Tyson doing Little Red Riding Hood voices? Okay, listen. This is out of control in the comments here. Scott's drinking a Hop Slam from Bill's Brewery, 10% ABV. Almost picked that up too. I saw Hop Slam and I was like, oh, I might go for a three brusher tonight.
Wait a minute, where's Robert at with his 900%er? Come on.
Oh, you know he's going to chime in when he comes on.
Oh, yeah, there it is. I'll bring it.
Here's my show beer. It's a 15%er that gets everybody's dick hard. This one, though, I got to stick with the Bengals theme. So I went with Taft's Orange Creamsicle Ale. It's delicious. It's
a beer. That one's a classic.
Hey, half banged.
Yeah. Let's go, brothers. All right, let's go.
I was gonna say, is that the next level of like good beer? Is that it's not just that you would bang, but like it's we would all bang in Eskimo brother style? Is it? Yeah. Oh, this is getting a little creepy now.
It's a great beer. I would bang it. Absolutely. Let us know in the comments what you guys are drinking and whether or not you were bang it. Fellas, we're gonna start this off a little differently this week. We're gonna go a little different direction, but let's talk a little football. We have about 5 minutes until our first guest joins us on the show. So let's do real quick. We're going to do one quick take from every game. We'll do a quick reaction to it. I feel like we need some heavy music to get us going here. Oh, that's a good one. First take from the Philly Giants game. Nick Sirianni reportedly the final rap battle from 8 Mile to pump his team up before the game. Scott, how the fuck does Nick Sirianni coach an NFL team to this level when his idea of motivation is, you know what, let's get B-Rabbit versus Papa Doc on the old projector. Fire away, boys. Would that pump you up?
It would pump me up. I don't know how many kids in the locker room it would pump up. That shit just turned 20 years old the other day. Like, have these kids even, have they even seen 8 Mile? Like, I don't fucking know. I'd be fired up, shit.
You're getting it all wrong, man. Cause...
Although, to be fair, you don't have to get very fired up to beat the shit out of the Giants. They won the Fraud Bowl last week. They were a shit team. I mean, the Eagles just, that was, we could have done that with our scout team.
Mike, turn the music the fuck down.
It's not loud at all.
Well, Cheryl's bitching about it. Matt's bitching about it. A lot of people whining.
The level is way lower than it normally is. Go ahead, Mookie. So what do you think about dropping 8 Mile?
Dude, that's a classic. Undefeated. Undefeated, never lost. We might as well just name that the show title this week, because that's the third fucking time in 15 minutes. Like, clearly the results show you how brilliant an idea it is, and that's the genius of it, too, is those cats hadn't seen it. So it's hitting them for the first time, and they're getting that unadulterated virgin lift you get the first time you see that final rap battle in 8 Mile Academy Award Best Ever.
Caesar, do you know what 8 Mile is? You're muted again, goddamn it. You really are going old lady today. You're muted. You've got the big glasses. We can't hear you. I can't even unmute you because you mute yourself.
Yeah, I mute myself because I had to burp and shit, and I feel
He's
bad.
He's numbing it up over here.
No, okay. No, I
Can
I
you get
know
closer to
miles.
The camera, please? And look over the top of your glasses.
Mom, you have to let the button go when you hear something on the intercom.
I'll give you your take about
me. No, dude, okay, look. I dressed up as fucking Eminem / B-Rabbit for Halloween when I was 4. I asked my mom to look for the Polaroid. I had, like, a big-ass black jacket, baggy-ass pants, and, like, fake Timberlands. We couldn't afford real Timberlands at the time. So, like, the Goodyear ones? So, yeah, I know what that is. It's an amazing movie. It was my favorite movie. But,
I take B-Rabbit lost to Lotto. He didn't even make it to face Papa Doc. He lost to Lotto. That's my hot take. Lotto crushed him, man. That was a great one. All right, moving on. Kansas City, Jacksonville. Patrick Mahomes beat Jacksonville on one leg. Jacksonville, you want to talk about fraud, Scott? They lost to one-legged Patrick Mahomes. Look, Trevor Lawrence, maybe good one day. Not there yet. Not even at the nearest level to Burrow, Allen, and Mahomes. LOL at the Jaguars.
I actually have just a little bit of sympathy for the Jags. They definitely shouldn't have been there. The Chargers shat the bed. That's why they were there. But they held their own. I mean, like, it wasn't their fault. Mahomes got injured, and they only lost by 7. Like, that's a good showing. You know, they're an up-and-coming team.
They lost by 7 to one-legged Mahomes.
Okay, well, again, it's not their fault that his brittle-ass ankle, you know.
They should just step on his ankle whenever they got to him. Like, fuck the penalty. Just step on the ankle. One like, I know it's like, oh, that's dirty.
Okay, Albert Haynesworth. Okay, Albert Haynesworth.
Look, I think we're all hitting on the same thing, though, is exactly what we all know as the Notre Dame effect. Let's be honest with ourselves. Robert, you don't have a leg to stand on, pun intended. The Chiefs haven't played anyone, guys. Like, so, yeah, let them have their wins, but they haven't played anyone. They got lucky.
Get the fuck out of here. They beat the shit out of us early in the season.
Yeah. No. I'm talking about the playoffs, Scott. In the playoffs. Oh, like, get to where they are. They haven't played anyone in the playoffs yet.
They only played one game.
Yeah.
Still haven't played anybody. Look, what a game. Move the goalposts how you want.
That's,
the facts
that's a hell of a take.
Yeah.
Hell. He's got us there.
Let's move to Cincinnati, Buffalo. My favorite thing that came out of this game was the conspiracy theories that were floated around Twitter all night long and throughout all the week that said that that wasn't DeMar Hamlin up in the box, that he actually died, and that was a body double.
Is that why he's trending on Twitter right now?
They pointed to things like he never talked to the media. He had his face wrapped up. When he went to do the heart thing, he actually did the Illuminati sign. Open up your eyes. That wasn't DeMar Hamlin. It's the government coming to get us.
I called this shit. I called this shit in the group text. And I'll go find the receipts. I said, why do they keep fucking showing him? We clearly can't see that's actually him. Henceforth, I created the conspiracy.
You started it. Scott Lucas
did come with that bullshit, but I don't know. I mean...
I did call it out because I was like, this is fucking dumb. Like, you can't see anything through that thick snow. Like,
him or not, I guess that it didn't matter. Bill's got fucking housed, so. Even if it was a body double, should have stayed home. Shit. Yeah.
All right, listen, the final thing that we'll get to here, this is obviously from the Cowboys-Niners game. This tweet went a little viral, and hat tip to Caesar for telling me about this one. But Texas Governor Greg Abbott, bro, after Brett Maher's extra point got blocked, tweeted out, "I swear I can kick as good as the Dallas Cowboys kicker." Greg Abbott, of course, confined to a wheelchair. Caesar, defend your team and your governor.
I don't have to defend the team. I'm never going to defend that sack of shit, but I mean, he got me. Like, he made me laugh my ass off. So shout out Four Wheel Greg. Shout out fucking Hot Wheel Greg. I'll give you your props where it's needed. Change everything else about yourself and just make yourself funny. Become a Twitter meme account. I'll support. I'll follow it.
Scott, what'd you think when you first saw that tweet?
I mean, he was right. Like, you see that motherfucker? He missed what would have been 5 in a row extra points. That son of a bitch is awful. I can't believe Jared didn't cut him mid-game.
Dude, the yips are very real. I love that Chuck Knoblauch was trending after he... Because he would have missed that one. If the Niners didn't block it, he was totally missing it.
Oh, he was missing that shit till fucking row 6.
Yeah.
That shit was... I'm fucking... If I get a headache, I get a headache. He was missing that shit till row 6. He's fucking dog shit. He's a free agent. Is he coming back? No. Let's get the guy from fucking YouTube.
Mookie, what'd you think real quick about Greg Abbott's tweet?
It's a hell of a burn.
It was a solid tweet. It took me a minute to really that it was actually his true account. He didn't get hacked at a screen grab situation. But I think really what he's saying is even the great Greg... What?
Go ahead.
I was just going to say that he wasn't busting. He didn't like a porn account, so he didn't need to hit us with the "I got
hacked." I would have preferred that.
Well, yeah, you would have preferred it because it was about your fucking team.
Yeah, bro. No, it's just Greg Abbott. The more slander, the fucking better. Fuck
all right, listen, guys. He's been waiting patiently in the background, but it is time to bring into the show, good friend of the show. You know him from the Corner Booth podcast on the Belly Up Sports Network. Jared Klim is here. Jared, how you feeling, man?
I'm feeling good. It was weird, like, this weekend. Like, basically almost blacked out because my friend, who is a diehard Eagles fan too, brought over just way too much whiskey and beer, and we were drinking, celebrating, having a good time, started playing darts at halftime because basically so were the Giants at that point. So it basically just turned into us just like getting screwed up. I had a hangover till about 7 p.m. last on Sunday night, but it was good. You know, I loved watching us kick the ever-living hell out of the frauds that were the New York Giants. I will say this about the Giants, though. They had a great season. I'm not going to take that away from them. I just think they unfortunately got hit with a buzzsaw of guys who basically stopped giving a fuck before the Dallas game. That's the new theory I'm hearing now, that they stopped giving a shit. I don't know. I don't know where this came from, but apparently it's gaining traction. Like, they started talking about Good Morning Football this morning because I was watching that instead of working. And they were like, oh, yeah, basically Nick Sirianni was playing chess and they just stopped giving a shit when they knew Hurts was injured. I'm like, okay, we're still here. So at this point, like, I just don't care at this point. Like, I'm just happy we're here. And I'm happy Hurts is healthy. Everyone, there's no real serious injuries. Apparently, Landon Dickinson's okay. But it was just fun because, you know, I was stressed out as shit until literally about, I'd say, the Devontae Smith touchdown. Then I was okay.
Dude, you guys, the Eagles, like, owned that game from the jump. Like, it was such a boring game to watch. As much as Mookie did not like the Niners-Cowboys game, I think I disliked the Eagles-Giants game worse.
Oh, no, I agree with you on this. I was disinterested. It was just personal for me watching them kick the piss out of the Giants. So, I mean, as a kid who's from the Northeast, right, I'm from Connecticut, so 80% of the state is either Patriots, Jets, or Giants fans. I got no beef with Jets fans. I think they're the most hilarious people on the planet. Their self-loathing and misery is comedy. But when you look at Patriots fans, they're a bunch of arrogant crackheads who now have realized they're stuck now with Bill O'Brien as their savior. And then you have Giants fans who have been looking down as Eagles fans because, you know, they had a couple good teams in the 80s and Eli had a couple lottery tickets in the 2000s. So I mean, listen, as much as I want to listen, it was the Craig Cartons of the world and the Nick Wrights who were hyping up this Giants team. I'm just like, And all I heard was the Cat Williams, "You should have been talking shit" meme in the back of my head. I was just, all right.
Dude, no one should listen to Nick Wright about anything. That
I don't.
He's a fucking idiot.
He looks like the Count Dooku from the animated series. I also, Scotty, I brought a nice stout on for you today. It's a
Lagunitas.
Coffee stout aged in rye barrels. It is 13.1%.
Yeah, nice. Scott, as you're watching that Eagles Giants game, knowing that your team plays the winner, what were you thinking watching that one?
I didn't watch a second of that fucking game. Are you kidding me? It was Saturday night. I was like, I got better shit to do. In fact, somebody texted me during that game and alluded to it being like an awful game or whatever. And I was like, so Eagles kicking the shit out of them. And they said the score. And I'm like, huh, yep. Backs me up on why I didn't bother tuning in, because I knew that was coming. I never bought the Giants. Not
totally
all
agree. Totally agree.
Congrats on their little cute season or whatever. Daniel Jones is still ass cheeks, and I hope that they buy into him and sign him to a long term deal.
You mean Vanilla Vic? Isn't that what the
God? I hate that fucking
wow. Wow.
As somebody grew up loving Michael Vick when I was a kid, like, I just hate that fucking name. Like, listen, the dude's biggest, like, signature moment, it looks like he got shot by a sniper from 300 yards in the middle of the open field.
But his top speed was like 22 miles an hour. Daniel Jones. Burr, burr, burr.
So is drunk Morgan Wallen trying to outrun the cops. Nobody gives a shit, though.
Solid drop. I like that.
Listen, we brought Jared on because obviously Eagles versus Niners in the NFC Championship. The Eagles, the number one seed, they've looked good all year long. The questions entering the playoffs were, what was Hurts going to look like with that injury? If the Giants are any indication, he's perfectly fine. Nothing to worry about there. So, Scott, I got to know, last year going into the NFC Championship game against the Rams, you were like, I don't know, this defense is great. They're a really good team. I don't know about this one. This year, how are you feeling going into this one?
I have receipts, but I've been saying all years, the only two teams that worried me were the Eagles and the Cowboys. I can tell you the Cowboys thing at now, but they were the only two teams in the NFC that I actually believed had a chance to put up a good fight against the Niners. Here we are. I mean, I hope Hurts' shoulder hurts more than we know, because that's the best chance to do. They look really good. I expect it to be a good game, but fucking running quarterbacks give us problems, bro. So, I mean, I don't know. Like, none of that. It's like running quarterbacks and a really good, solid number one wide receiver, which they have. Yeah. I don't know.
Is this
feel
the humble
okay
society?
I feel the same way.
Like, I look at the Niners, I'm like, this is the best team we played all year by a mile. Like, all disrespect due to Dallas. They literally could barely beat us with Gardner Minshew.
Bro, shut the fuck up. Look what Eagles played. Wait. Let me preface everything I'm going to say. My team lost. I'm aware. I'm going to, like, congrats to both of you for making it to where you made it. More to Scott.
That ball to AJ Brown's a foot shorter. You guys lose to us.
Wait, what the fuck was that? Congratulations, more to Scott, you dick.
It's okay.
He's
I'm just
talking about between the two of us, you son of a bitch.
I don't care.
But I'm not the AFC. I said go AFC.
Actually look for it.
I said go AFC. Anyways, like, this is a real question. This is a real question. I'm not trying to be a dick.
Serious question. Real question.
Like, who have the what's the Eagles' best win this year? The Jags or a Dakless Cowboys? I'm not trying to fuck around.
I honestly say at this point, after the performance you fuckers put up, I'd say the Vikings.
The Vikings were in the Fraud Bowl.
Oh, hey, listen, they were you the guys had bowl. Every opportunity to beat the Niners, and you screwed
oh, yeah,
up
I know.
Every point.
I know. No, see, look, go back to me. Dactivist, no more. I was a Dactivist for 1 week.
Caesar, I pray for Cowboys that fans
to go in real quick.
I've been slamming the like literally the only good quarterback left in that class is Jared Goff, and that's really sad.
Dude, I was about to say,
Carson,
you want to talk about
PTSD
best team they beat?
From Jadeveon Clowney, and Dak is terrible.
Don't forget that they played the Mighty Lions now.
Yeah, okay. Week one when they were dog shit.
No, listen, Lions
team has always had deep character.
That was impressive. Yeah. I literally said on the show week one, I'm like, listen, the Lions may not have a good defense, but those fuckers can score fast.
See, Jared said it, so you know it must be true.
I'm the smartest motherfucker in the room. Come on.
Goddamn right. Hands down.
What?
Hands down.
What?
Okay.
I will say this, though. So, Scott, I was watching Brock. I went back because Brock Purdy mesmerizes me. I can't understand him. So I went back and watched
people.
I went back and watched 2 hours of film on him yesterday.
That's weird.
Because I couldn't sleep. I figured I might as well understand this dude about to watch him on Sunday, right? One thing I'll give the guy credit for, his pocket presence is phenomenal. Like, the dude can move in the pocket. Everything's like fluid. There's no choppiness. He's like jumpy. And he hits the right throws. It should say something that he, unlike Dak Prescott, can deliver the ball to the correct target.
This, yeah, I mean, it's pretty good.
How much of this shit?
Hold on. How much Eagles have I watched this week?
Yeah, how much
it's okay.
And Hurts have you been studying going into the NFC Championship?
Not a minute, I gotta tell
it's,
you.
No, I also like watching. Okay, fair disclosure. I love watching football film. It's like my guilty pleasure. I literally will grab a six-pack of beer or a joint and sit there and watch film. It's fun to me.
You just say yours is Harry Styles?
Yeah, that guy makes fucking bangers. He makes bangers of music. I listen to Harry Styles music all the time.
Hang on, guys. I got to explore this for a minute. Okay, so it's like Friday night. The boys are hitting you. Hey, man, you want to go out? No,
I got to watch.
I'm chilling. I'm watching. So no, take me through, what's the setup? Are the lights turned down? Do you have the like? Do you set an ambiance? Okay. Is there a certain chair?
Is there a bowl next to your chair?
How many notes do you take throughout? Is it just mental notes, or do you have a notepad? Okay. That you're like,
so it's never a Friday or Saturday because I still party way too much more than I should. Okay. Two, it's usually like either after our Thursday show, I'll watch film, or on Wednesday or Tuesday when there's no football on, I'll like either have it on like a side screen. Or, like, I'll have it on my main because I have two screens in my room right now. And so, what I'll do is I'll kick back in my recliner. I'll sit there. I'll take mental notes. I literally will, like, watch. Like, during the offseason this year, I wanted to know what the fuck was wrong with Tua. That I literally sat there, baked as hell, trying to figure out the fuck is wrong with his arm release. It makes my head hurt how this dude throws a football.
Did you figure it out?
Yeah, no. Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle are fast. That's how you fix it.
Oh, okay.
Listen, Mike McDaniel didn't reinvent the wheel. He said, listen, this guy's not a great quarterback. We'll just put two fast receivers and a decent tight end. We'll make it work.
That's bang up analysis right there. All those hours well spent.
See, that's what was studying.
Because I got stumped.
He watched hours of film and came to the conclusion that Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle are fast.
They're really good.
Okay, listen, it's not. It's like.
I'm gonna save you. I'm gonna save you a whole lot of time, Jared. Just go look at the Madden ratings.
I know. Like, listen, it was the dumbest thing. It was the dumbest thing I've ever tried to do. Was try to figure out Tua Tagovailoa. I will never understand him. But here's the thing, and the best part is the difference from this year to last year. The Dolphins' offense. I hate to go on a tangent. Was that he was throwing the ball ahead of his receivers, and they were faster than the corners covering them. That's how the Dolphins won games. That's it. There's your ball game.
Is that maybe why they didn't win so many games down the back half of the season? Because people figured out that's what they were doing?
Well, also because Teddy Bridgewater is washed and Skylar Thompson only had one good game. It was against the Bills, ironically. The Bills, I think, honestly, were screwed the second Von Miller went down with an ACL tear. That team, when they lost the second pass rusher, was fucked. So
yeah, so let me ask. I wanted to ask both you and Scott as potential representatives of the NFC. I'll go to Scott first. Scott, which team from the AFC were you to win this game? Who do you want to face in the Super Bowl? Do you want
Bengals 100%?
What?
Yeah.
I mean, like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Are you goddamn kidding me? Let's see. The last two times we tried against Patrick Mahomes, it ended up with a big old giant dick in our ass. I'm good. I've seen how that story ends.
I don't want Mahomes.
I'll take my chances against Joe Cool. Thanks.
Okay. I don't want Mahomes because I don't want the refs playing completely for the other side. At least for the Bengals, it might be a fair fight. Like, I completely agree with Scott. The problem is with Mahomes. It's not even the fact that he might beat us. It's the fact that, like, Hassan Riddick or Josh Sweat might take his head off.
He also beat a team on one leg.
Exactly. Like, but also, that team on one leg.
The Jags. Come on.
That game still angers me watching it. I'm like, how do you stop blitzing? Oh, his ankles hurt, guys. We can't kill him now. Roger might disband our team. Like, I at this point, it's like, come on. They want Patrick to go. But the thing is, the Bengals are the kryptonite. So I'm praying for Mike's Bengals right now because a Bengals-Eagles Super Bowl will be fucking hysterical. You have so many characters in that freaking team. Nobody wants to see Patrick and Jackson Mahomes.
Nobody does.
And no. Brent's right. I do go on rants. It's kind of my shtick.
Scott just slyly putting up the comment from Brent that said, I don't think Jared hates to go on a tangent, and then just laughing to himself and getting rid of it. You tried to sneak it.
He's not wrong. I did a meeting with Brent 3 weeks ago, and literally it went for 35 minutes because both of us went on tangents. He's also Canadian, so I don't blame him for that, but...
Canadians are usually pretty polite, though. I think we've gotten him to shut up easily.
No, he just talks a lot, but so do I.
That was unfair. I don't think I deserve that.
I don't care.
No, listen, I know you would.
I had to co-host with Kevin for 3 years. Nothing's off the table.
You literally, there's very few times that I know it's you that touches things, but that one you could not contain. Like, you were pulling me out of your chair, and I'm like, Scott totally did this. I gotta call
him. I rushed to click add that to the stream.
Listen, I thought it was sly as hell. I love it.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I was like, man, I hope that Mike keeps him up when
I... Like, this is the first game, I think, this season, besides, I think, maybe, like, Detroit, where I'm like, I actually like the team we're playing. I have a lot of friends who are Niners fans. So, like, I actually am being pretty quiet and humble about this game because, honestly, like, this is the best team we've played all year. I'm not going to act like it's not. And, honestly, I looked at the Seahawks schedule with Brock Purdy. This is the Seahawks Niners schedule. This is the best team Brock Purdy's played all year. So, shit, like, it's going to be a fun game.
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers is correcting you, saying Patrick Mahomes has gotten 2 roughing calls all season and 2 defensive pass interferences all season. The refs favoring him.
I was waiting for Rob.
Incorrect.
Yeah. You know what? It's okay, Rob. I get it. You're golden boy. He's still the NFL's darling. It's not when they're called, Rob. It is when they're called. It's not how many, it's when. Okay? Listen, it's when a drive is about to die and they're losing and they get a rough in the passer. He's the new Tom Brady. We all know it's true, okay?
Which is exactly why I'll take the Bengals.
Yeah, it's exactly. Like Mike, I want your Bengals because I know if Hassan Reddick takes Burrow's head off, it may be a 15-yard penalty. Unless if it's Mahomes, it's going to be a 15-yard penalty. Also, by the way, Hassan Reddick is not human. That man scares me. Like, he's just a monster.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I'm terrified of both of
them. I got to watch him in college, by the way, when he was at Temple. So I was at a UConn game, and I was randomly up there with a buddy of mine. I was like, hey, I got 2 UConn tickets, right? They're going to get killed, but they're playing Temple. I'm like, all right, cool. And I'm like, who's this number 7 coming off the edge?
Like, that's the hook. Like,
but listen, Temple had like 3 NFL guys, right? And I'm like, all right, I'll go watch whatever. I was a senior in college. It's a free college football ticket. Fuck it. I went to a D2 school. So I watch, I'm like, who's this number 7 who had like 6 sacks? And then fast forward 6 months later, the Cardinals draft him 13th overall. I'm like, hey, I saw him in college. He had 3 sacks and a quarter. So, or 4 sacks and a quarter. I'm like, this guy's a monster. He was the biggest dude in the field in D1 college. So, absolute animal.
All right, good. I'm cracking up at Scott just playing producer.
What? I love it too. Because you know what?
That's like, look at all these things.
Listen,
I
this is why I love having Scott on my show, because he's always gonna call me my bullshit. I would love to have Mike on my show, but except for showing up once in every blue moon, it's not really gonna happen.
Oh, wow. We just called you all the way up.
Hey, see, this is, at least Mookie drunkenly texts me pictures of him like shotgunning a Red Bull.
Excuse me, this is Front Street. Mike, you are here.
That's a good movie.
Listen, Jared, I wanted to ask you about and
wait, hold on. Look how red he's turning. Look at how
I know. I love it.
Blushed. No. Yeah, there you go. Own it. Own the red.
Right. It's okay. I love to have Caesar on the show too, but I feel like he'd yell at me too much.
I'm laughing so hard that I'm turning red. Scott, I gotta know. You're going on the road for this one. This is Brock Purdy's like first road playoff game. And you're going to an environment where the fans this past Saturday, because the game was at night and there was an indoor lacrosse game earlier in the day and they couldn't get into the tailgate lot until after the lacrosse game let out, the fans went and bought tickets to the lacrosse game just so that they could start tailgating at 8 a.m.
Billy's finest, baby.
How nervous are you with Brock Purdy getting shoved into that environment where they throw snowballs and batteries at Santa Claus and buy out lacrosse games so that they can get hammered before a night game?
Look, the only thing that I'm concerned about is the fact that This could be both my teams ending their goddamn seasons in Philadelphia. I don't need that type of negativity in my life.
That's right. You guys lost the fucking Phillies. I forgot about that. I do not need to have both.
I wish I was rooting for your Braves.
Philadelphia. I really was.
So I need everything to go as smoothly as possible. Thank you very much.
I just
much.
Don't want Nick Bosa to kill my quarterback. That's it, really. Like,
oh, well, he's black. Nick's coming.
So, by the way, my best friend's from college. One of my best friends, he's black as well. He's like, he's making a joke about this, right? He's a Niners fan. He goes, I don't fuck with Nick Bosa. I'm like, well, I'm like, he's a Trump guy. I'm like, okay, you know, I'll let that one roll. And I'm like, listen. And he said, because I was like, who's your favorite Niner? I'm like, I don't know. Nick Bosa is kind of nasty. He goes, dude, don't say Nick Bosa. I'm like, why? And he goes, come on, bro. I know you better than that. But it's funny as hell. Like, I listen, Nick Bosa is a disgusting pass rusher. Personal life aside, he just scares the hell out of me. Also, Jalen Hurts, you know. I'm just hoping he lands on that left shoulder instead of the right shoulder.
Sorry, Jared, we got to do it. Gabe mentioned it in the comments. It's got to happen, so I apologize.
Bring it, Gabe!
Race card!
I walked into that one. It's okay.
He kind of earned it. So, like, I don't know that there's really an option.
It's okay. Listen, I'm not going to get mad about that one.
And it's fine. It's fine. You can go on ahead and hit me. You can get it ready for me because I'm going to be screaming for Nick Bosa to get that black son of a bitch on Sunday. So.
Oh, my God.
Race card.
I'm trying to win the game.
Is it vice versa if our black pass rushers get after your white ass quarterback?
No, that's racist, man. No, that's fucking racist. Brock Purdy is a saint. Don't fucking hit him like that.
It's only racist if he comes from Philadelphia. Okay, I got it.
No. And it's only racist because it's the other team. I don't give a shit about it being Philadelphia specific.
That's what I meant, like being the other team.
Yeah, but I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck about Nick Bosa's politics as long as he's hitting them motherfuckers and he plays for my team.
Listen, that dude's a freak of nature. I just want to see Jordan Mailata chuck his ass across the field. Our left tackle is 6'8", 350. If anybody can throw Nick Bosa around, it's him.
I don't know if there's a human alive that can throw Nick Bosa around. Like, that seems like something.
I watched this dude toss Khalil Mack in his prime as a rookie. I was like, okay, this guy's going to be a good left tackle.
Guys, hang on. Before we go any further, Caesar has changed looks. He went from Grandma Ma, and now he's
8 miles.
He's full on Austin hipster.
No, dude, it got fucking cold outside.
It's fucking Texas. How cold is it?
It's like 54 degrees.
Are you fucking? It's 27 in Connecticut. Go fuck yourself.
Yeah, you're in Connecticut, bro. I'm in fucking Texas.
I wore shorts on the way home today from the gym because it's not that cold.
Yeah, bro.
I'm also like, you know, Polish and Nordic blood. So to be honest, like 27 degrees ain't shit.
Yeah, no, bro. My winters are fucking 67 degrees, 75 degrees. 52 degrees is cold as fuck.
I look at the bottom.
Is Sarah and goes, you're outside.
I see Caesar in his stocking cap, and because he's like shivering, his shoulders are all up too, so it looks like he's just flexing on everybody in the camera.
He's flexing like, up fools.
I thought he was dressed like an old lady, and now he's like staring me down like he's gonna shank me.
Listen, you can't knock Caesar for those computer glasses because I just bought a pair myself because of how much football I watched on Sunday, and like,
well, the fact
I was also hungover. So I bought computer glasses for myself because how much I look at screens during the day for work and everything. So, Caesar, I stand with you, brother. I bought computer glasses.
Everyone's going to need glasses at some point. I started early.
I bought them. I bought a two-pack because I'm like, listen, it was worth it. I will stand with the Cowboys fan, at least on this part right here.
Blue light glasses, uniting fan bases across
the NFL. I mean, a minor prescription, but they also have the blue light filter. Yeah. But, yeah, still.
I have never had eye problems, but I at least understand his blight, so it's okay.
I can't – man, there's too much fucking civility in this show today. It is very disappointing.
Well, listen, like, everyone – like,
what
my text
– do you want me to say?
About coming on
what
talking,
the
I'm
fuck
talking
do you
about
want you, me to
Caesar.
Say?
I talk about DC standards of being so polite to each other when they should be ripping their throats out.
The biggest smoke blowers team lost.
What?
My team lost.
I'm talking about Scott and Jared.
It's basketball season. The hospital Celtics are playing right now.
Oh, I was also thinking, I mean, I don't really have much to say.
Where was Nick Bosa on January 6th? I was so pissed off during the fucking game. I was like, where the fuck was Nick Bosa on January 6th?
I don't know, but I know that he was on the field Sunday, so I don't give a shit where he was.
It's okay. The FBI can't pin him there.
All right, let's just go ahead and mark down 44 minutes. Good for this week's promo. It's not even going to be that long. It's going to be like a 4-second promo of just Caesar
Is Josh Allen just like Jim Kelly reincarnated, more athletic?
No, Dak Prescott is just Jay Cutler. More speed.
Those are my two takes.
He's Philip Rivers with more speed.
All right, listen, we're going to get Jack Jared out of here. Before we do, let's do quick round the horn. Who is going to win and move on to the NFC Championship? Not against the spread, straight up. Mookie, we'll go to you first. You got the Niners or the Eagles?
I got the over in the first half.
You son of a bitch. That's not what I've got. That's not what I said.
The Niners in a 6-point teaser.
No spread. Straight up money line.
Then I'm also going to go ahead and take the over.
Wait. Okay.
Caesar, answer the question. You got Niners or Eagles?
The Foo Bowl was this past Sunday to see who will represent us in the NFC Championship. The Niners and Californian Foos won. So I'm going to stick with my Foos. Go Niners. Right. Bang, bang, Niner game. Okay.
Scott, I'll go to you next. I won't ask you because I know you think the Niners are going to win this one. But no, you know what? You did it to me last year. Put it out there. Are you going to pick the Niners in this game or are you picking the Eagles?
I think all signs point to the Eagles. They're the home team. Niners have to go across the country. Oh, they've got a rookie quarterback. And I mean, you know, eventually sometimes going to run out. So I got to say this is the Eagles game to lose. And I hope the 49ers don't get blown out. And I hope everybody stays healthy. And I hope they have a good time. I don't care about that. I hope everybody stays healthy. And I mean, hats off to the Eagles. They've had a great season, and I feel like they're probably gonna represent the NFC, and they'll be a solid representative.
You and Matt Barr with the Eagles by 80 comment.
I was a little upset that you went to them first because Matt popped up with that in the comments, and I was like, damn it, he beat me to it.
You sandbagging son of a bitch. Jared, before we get you out of here, first of all, tell people where they can follow you and then give us your
follow our shit show of a content and show at Corner Booth Pod on basically everything from TikTok to YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, whatever. You know, we always love having the Craft Brew Boys on our show on the Corner Booth pregame, which is always every Thursday at 7 p.m.
Mike, apparently.
Not Mike, because, it's not my fault. The dude's busy, but like, Mookie and Scott make a lot of appearances.
But it's his fault for not making space for you, man.
Listen, I will give Mike the credit. He tries, okay? I never give him shit for his reasons why I can't make it because they're always legitimate.
Cowboys try to.
Bro. No, listen. No. Mookie's excuses are like the Cowboys attempt. But it's okay. You can find me at Belly Up Jared on basically, or Corner Booth Jared on basically anything. So, all good. As for the game, I'll say this. If Nick Sirianni keeps showing more rap battle videos, Eagles will win by a field goal or a touchdown.
That was my favorite Nick Sirianni moment of the week.
Nick Sirianni is like a godsend treasure. I love that man so much.
Does this mean it's going to be the scenario where he wins a Super Bowl and then in 2 years, you guys kick him out of town for disagreeing on the quarterback?
We don't have a quarterback who's got the freaking cojones of a 2-year-old chicken. I don't know. I mean, I don't have to tell you, man. Like, I swear to God, Carson Wentz was literally a nuclear bomb to that team. The more and more stuff I hear from now, from like
one season of Hard Knocks showed us all that.
Oh my God. No, not even. Scott, go back to the 2019 All or Nothing, the Amazon version. Dude, you even saw how toxic Carson was as a human being. That opened my eyes so much. I watched it during the 2020 season. I'm like, this fucker blew our team up. Son of a bitch. I defended this jackass.
Jared, it was great seeing you, man. Thanks for hanging out with us.
I appreciate it. Have a great rest of your show. Shout out to my boy Joe Hall, even to your Niners. I'm not rooting for them this week. But hopefully I have some of you guys on the show soon. Appreciate it.
All right. Cheers, Jared. Go check Jared out. Quarter Booth Podcast.
Oh, I love it.
Grandmama's back, y'all.
My head started to hurt again.
He went to the glasses and the
I think it's a hard mask. Look. I think that's it a pretty hard look. Hard. Right
it looks
there.
Much harder now.
I stand I with your crane.
I think, oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, all right. On that note, let's just go ahead and bring in our next guest. Join in the stream. Good friend of the show. You see him in the comment section.
Oh, Mike McDaniel.
Mike McDaniel.
Hey, that guy, he stole my look.
I'll give you credit. Fair, yeah. I'll
give you credit. Right.
Wait, hold on.
I do not need to take comments like that from Hispanic Urkel, okay?
Oh, God. Did he pull a hot bitch? That was his neighbor?
Oh, God.
Oh, sorry.
Wow. Anyways, Laura? Are you talking
yeah,
about
is it, wasn't she bad? Let me Google her real quick. That's one Google.
Yeah, well, Laura? Caesar, the minute you do your Stefan change, then maybe you will.
Hold on, this is way before 2000. How the hell does Caesar know what the hell is going on?
They would play that shit at Nick at Night when they stopped playing SpongeBob.
Oh, wow. God, I hate you.
Back on Robert in the Craftwood Sports Group, you know, is I don't know if he's a bigger Chiefs fan or a bigger Patty Mahomes fan, because it must be really difficult for him to type while sucking off Patrick Mahomes. But Robert, it's good to have you back. We did this last year. It was a good time. So I was like, we got to get Robert back on. How are you feeling watching that Jags game? So Mahomes gets hurt. It's a scary hit. It looks rough. What goes through your mind as soon as that happens?
Yeah, I don't know. I stared at the screen for a good like 3 minutes straight without even saying anything. It was pretty much the same reaction I had when he got injured in 2019 in Denver. It's something just as a Chiefs fan you don't want to see. But a lot of people are hitting me up like, hey, man, oh, how's Robert? You know, wellness check. I've yep. seen we have the best backup in the league. And, you know, even with the – even.
The fuck you do. We got the best backup and the best third string quarterback in the league, motherfucker. How are you going to besmirch your goat like that?
He's stockpiling quarterbacks in San Francisco.
What do you think they're doing with all them draft picks, Mike? Come on. Seriously.
Hey, it's a quarterback league. You got to catch them all, baby.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But no, I wasn't worried about beating the Jags. I even posted as such that Chad Henne and that team can beat the Jaguars. No chance against the Bengals or the Bills, though. So and honestly, and let's put that whole Chad Henne led a 98-yard drive thing to rest. That was Isaiah Pacheco, who had about 60 yards of that. So
yes, sir, it was. Yes, sir, it was. That's my dog. Let's go, Pacheco. Let's go.
You know what? This just clicked. So, all right, hold on.
Dog.
I'll call myself out on this one with a tangent alert. But this weekend we were watching that Chiefs game, and my nephew has this thing where he loves to just write lists of players, superheroes, whatever. And so his thing was, we're going to write a list of the players on the Chiefs and the Jaguars. And then he did, of course, the Bengals and the Bills and stuff. So I'm now realizing that Caesar has a very similar approach to his dogs. Cause I was literally going to say, we need to make a list of Caesar's dogs, because oh my I feel God. Like that would be a very interesting group assembled, and it would be fascinating to look at. You're just like my nephew. You like to just collect dudes that you're like, that's my dog right there. I like
well, yeah,
that guy.
His last name's Pacheco, dude. There aren't many beans in the league, and he's one of us. He's doing it for us.
Wow.
I'm a bee. You gotta let me sprout, bro.
Mark that time. There's your
problem.
Speaking
of sprouting beans, Caesar, I think you sprouted some beans after you had that Mexican pizza for the first time.
Bro, don't even start on that piece of shit of a fucking food item.
How dare
that was
you?
Ridiculous.
I wasted
my whole fucking dinner on that meal. I couldn't eat till the next. I could, but that'd be too many calories.
Not a Mexican pizza fan. Got it. Duly noted. Robert. All right. I need to know, Robert. So going into this game, do you want one-legged Mahomes leading your team out there or two-legged Chad Henne leading your team against the Bengals?
Oh, Mahomes without a doubt.
We got the best backup, but I want my quarterback.
Yeah. He's good for one or two series. That's you know, he proved it.
Then I can't be the best backup.
But that's all a backup's supposed to do. He might win a game in the regular season or two. That's about it.
Or four.
Didn't Tom Brady famously come in like in the playoffs as a backup? Like, I feel like the backup.
Tom Brady was not 4 years old.
That was regular season, bro.
It was regular season.
Get your facts straight.
Yeah. Also, Jared pointing out here in the show chat
that 9/11 happened.
What the fuck?
So these Chiefs. Oh no! That all right? Well, CZ, you fucked me all up. I don't even know where I'm going anymore. But I'll throw it back.
That Jared said really no race card on that on right. CZ's line. But I love the difference because Tyson with a great point. That's a T-shirt right there. I'm a bean, baby.
You gotta let me live my life and reach my full potential.
All right, here's what we need. We need Tank to give us a silhouette of this view of Caesar right here. Like
No. My grandma's gonna get pissed off.
No. It wouldn't be. It'd be like a silhouette. It wouldn't be like you. It would just be like a silhouette.
Also, I love
the glasses and the hat, and the phrase above and below would be, "I'm a bean, gotta let me sprout."
I love how Caesar takes the glasses off. Like, I'm not wearing them anymore. They're not gonna be able to catch me in them. Like, he won't be able to, you know, sketch me wearing them anymore.
My grandpa's a hard stance against clear glasses for some reason.
I know, but the point is, you're already on film, bro. Like, you don't have to. You're already.
Yeah, my grandpa's not gonna watch the show. He doesn't let him work his phone.
Robert, I'm so sorry you drew the short straw and had to be the second guest.
Robert, this is what I was going to ask you. Do you think Andy Reid is going to go next level Nick Sirianni shit and put out Chad Henne for the first series to really screw with the game plan and then throw, Patrick back in under center?
No. if Patrick Mahomes can walk onto the field, he's starting the game. That's just it doesn't. Now, if he gets hurt, if he re-injures, it re-aggravates anything, he's having trouble planting and throwing, he might, you know, they might just cut their losses at that point. But he's starting the game. If he can physically walk, he's starting the game.
Was it the right call to let him go back in and play the rest of that game as opposed to starting his rehab early because Chad Henne clearly had it unlocked?
They shot him up with enough shit, wrapped it tight enough, they put him in there. So, I mean, here's the biggest difference between a well-run organization and the Dolphins. They actually had him go to the locker room and get checked out first. So
these back issues that he's got after banging his head on the ground, really weird. I don't know what that's all about. Robert, did you see what your coach said this week when they asked him? It was the other Kansas City news besides moving on to the AFC Championship is that you guys will be playing a game in Germany next year. And they asked Andy Reid. Yeah, they asked Andy Reid about it. And he was like, "I'm really looking forward to having a bratwurst."
What a guy!
That's his. You know how Belichick has that "we're on to Cincinnati" or "we're on to Minnesota." That's Andy's thing. Yeah, wherever you're going to send me, I'm eating. I mean, he's. If this game was in Cincinnati, he'd probably be talking about, I'm going to get some of that chili they got out there. It's just, you know, Andy Reid and his food, man. It makes him a lovable. That's why players love him. People love him.
Robert, are you nervous at all going up against the Bengals?
Yeah, it's Joe Scheisty, Joe Burr. Hey, baby.
Caesar. Do it again, Caesar.
Burr. It's because Joe is crazy, bro. Did you see that fucking? Oh my god, dude.
Here's what I don't like. Listen, here's a thing that I'm gonna go out with a hot take here. I don't like all of this love that Joe Burrow is getting everywhere.
He's been getting it his whole career, though.
No, but it's different. This past week, there's been this whole TikTok trend where just chicks just go moist over Joe Burrow.
He'd be doing this since LSU, bro.
No, but this is
yes, totally, they have.
There's a dude.
Not on TikTok, Caesar.
In person, in Austin of all places, I'll be walking to class and there'd be girls with LSU jerseys on.
It is so widespread now, it's disturbing. This video is like, think your girl loves you? Ask her about Joe Burrow. Ask her what number he wears.
Can you blame them? Can you blame them?
Look, all I'm saying is I don't like it. I don't like the attention.
He hasn't won anything.
I don't want him to be the guy. I want that to be Patrick Mahomes. Let the pressure be on Patrick Mahomes. Don't elevate Joe Burrow to this like superstar status where all these girls are like, oh my god, here's
a difference stretch.
He's the guy. I don't want him to be the guy difference. Right now.
Shit, we're only 3 weeks away from Brock the Purdy difference having the highest selling jersey in the NFL, motherfuckers.
So here's the thing with Joe Burrow, he's a dog, right? Joe Burrow's great. He's clearly top one or two quarterback in the league, right? I think people really, like you're saying, they're trying to make them superstar status. People undersell the defense on the Bengals so much on what they're able to do.
Eli.
So it's crazy. Like Joe Burrow is great, but that defense is so complementary to what they do on offense.
I have a question. Is Trey Hendrickson the greatest wide defensive player ever?
Wow.
I don't know if another wide defensive, I'm being honest.
Jared Allen would like a word.
Okay, oh, shit, the guy from the Vikings, that's right. 69, right?
The guy from the Vikings, he was from the fucking Chiefs.
Oh, my
Jesus
God.
Jesus Christ, man.
Oh, my God. I mean, the greatest white defensive player playing today.
That's fucking true.
All right, Caesar, I'll give you a shot to redeem yourself. But Tyson, I'm going to give you a preview of the answer, and it's going to be both. Tyson asking, who is Caesar's dog, Burrow or Mahomes?
One of them has an ad lib. The other one doesn't. Brr.
Oh, wow. Is that okay, simple? That was...
And also Mahomes with the Texas Tech. So, like, by default, I'm not the biggest fan. He's a great quarterback, though.
Can I share something with you guys real quick? I tried to quickly Google because we had Jared Allen, we had Trey Hendrickson.
Oh, fuck, Nick Bosa. Oh, my God. I can't believe I missed that. I'm such a dumbass.
I wanted to find one older because, like, of course, like Nick or Joey Bosa would be a good option. But
Mike
I wanted
Ditka, to maybe?
That, like, heard of him.
Wasn't he a tight end?
Caesar wasn't going to know.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I Googled best white defensive players NFL.
This is going to be good.
Here's the top white defensive players NFL, according to Google.
Trey Henderson's like seven, right?
Reggie White.
Oh my God.
Ed Reed. Ronnie Lott. Deion Sanders. Deacon Jones. Joe Green. Dick Butkus. We had to go through seven black guys before they finally were like,
hey,
the white guy.
Hey, now you know how we feel.
To be fair, Google's had some layoffs lately, so.
Yeah.
But I did find the guy that I think we should go with because I can't believe Caesar forgot this guy existed. So here we go. Sip, chug, drain, pour. We'll start with Robert Taylor on this one. Sip, chug, drain, pour. Trey Hendrickson, Jared Allen, J.J. Watt.
No, J.J. Nick Bosa. J.J. Nick Bosa.
You want to go Nick Bosa over J.J. Watt?
No, like I do. Trey Hendrickson, J.J. Watt, Nick Bosa.
All right, fine. Caesar.
Isn't that a better spread or no?
So he's poor draining Nick Bosa.
Well,
I don't know, bro. He's an expressionist.
All right, Robert, here you go. There's your option.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to sip Jared Allen.
Shocker.
Yeah, right? Yeah, that wasn't. I'm going to chug J.J. Watt. I'm going to drain poor Bosa. And that's not an indictment on Bosa. It's just J.J. Watt has he has the accolades.
We now have three different sip, chug, drain pours that have been mentioned because Robert Taylor didn't include Trey Hendrickson at all.
I thought you switched it up. I thought you switched it up.
No,
I fucked it all up. Yeah.
Okay, well, everything. Okay. So Trey Hendrickson would be where Bosa is. He'd be drain poured because...
I like the one that Robert said more, though.
Caesar, drain pour, whoever it is that you said, because so, I'm confused.
I'm poor draining.
There's a lot coming at.
I'm poor draining Hendrickson and Allen, depending on which one we do. And then I am chugging Nick Bosa. He's an insurrectionist. And then I am sipping J.J. Watt, because he's a stand around. What the fuck is that phrase that y'all say? He's a stand up guy. He's a stand up guy. He's a good Samaritan.
What do you mean? What do you, that phrase y'all say?
Like, that's just, hang that's on. A,
No, it's a universal phrase.
Hang on there, Robert. You're right for calling that out. He deserves
it. Grace card.
Y'all like Midwesterners.
Well, no, was
like
it that or was it that we're old? Because I think it was probably more of the ageism slam, really.
That's a good point.
We just say, oh, they're badass. Like they're badass, meaning they're a good person.
Mookie, who you got in this sip chug drain pour?
I'm a SoCal.
I don't know. I don't care. I'll
fair enough. Scott, who you got?
Pass. That was originally what I was gonna go with when you kept shuffling around the roster. I was gonna be like, pass. So I'm gonna stick with that.
I'm drain pouring Adam Archuleta. I'm chugging Eric Weddle, and I am sipping on the finest of white defensive players, Jason Sehorn.
Yes.
There ain't nothing finer than a white DB, baby.
Yes.
Give me all three of them.
The last one ever, I do believe. Has there been one since Jason Sehorn?
There was one guy that played this year that got some reps as the DB, but he's actually on the roster as a safety, so it doesn't count. He wasn't a dedicated defensive back. Robert, okay, so your team is 0-3. Patty Mahomes is 0-3 against the Bengals. You're in your fifth straight AFC Championship game.
That's crazy. Congratulations.
The Bengals are on like a 9-game winning streak. It's up to 10 now. Great. Thank you for the correction. How you feeling going into this game? What's your thought process? I know you're playing this underdog card as much as you can, but for real, like, don't bullshit me.
So for real quick, before I answer that, I want to ask you, how does it feel to be the favorites in this game?
That's so fucking crazy to me. That is so crazy.
Yeah.
Welcome, man.
When the line opened up and it was,
minus one. There's no fucking way.
I was like, that's a close line. I'm shocked that they're that close. I thought the Bengals would be like -4, open up at -4. Then for the money to move that line to the Bengals at +1.5 blew my fucking mind, man. Yeah. Absolutely crazy.
Bro, it moved overnight, too, is the other crazy thing. It actually, within the first hour of them posting the line, it moved a full point. Mm-hmm. Like, that's insane.
That is.
So we're taking the Chiefs, right?
So, Mike, welcome to that level as a fan. Scott, you've been there for a while, right? You've been favorites before.
Yeah, I'm
Caesar.
Bro, I'm not gonna be a favorite until I'm fucking like 65 years old.
Yeah,
like,
you won't ever see that. But anyways, being 0-3,
nothing for me.
I don't even know who you're a fan of.
The Lions,
man.
Oh, the Lions?
In my wallet.
I'm a Dan Campbell fan. So.
You're a dick, man.
I'm a Dan man. Hey, so being 0-3, that sucks, obviously. But, I mean, every game was decided by a field goal. It came down. So, like, looking at the game, it's so weird how every game happened the same way. Like, the first quarter was contested close. The second quarter and the third quarter, it was either the Chiefs were starting to or they were starting to, like, pull away in the third or doing it early in the second. And then in the fourth quarter, the Bengals played absolutely perfect football throughout the entire quarter, and then every game they win by a field goal, and it's insane. It's like the Chiefs could have won each of those games, but they didn't because the Bengals just played perfect mistake-free football in the fourth quarter, and that's what it's going to take to win. And I think if Mahomes is okay, like if he's able to plant, if he's able to scramble, I think it's going to be the same thing. These teams are just... That Bengals defense knows for some reason, I do not know how they're able to do it. They did it to Buffalo. They can.
You should have been watching hours of tape like Jared. You know.
It's just no. It's crazy. They know how to get pressure with three and other teams can only hope to do that. So when you're doing that, you're dropping 8 in the coverage, and that's just fucking everything up, shutting down Kelsey, shutting down Juju. Tony didn't play the last game, so we'll see how that happens. But still, I mean. It's great. The Bengals team is just really good.
If we really win and the Chiefs win, I'm going to be like, hey, y'all watch that Bengals footage. Like, see what the fuck we got to do because we ain't come close to stopping that motherfucker with like 90 people rushing. Goddamn, we ain't got pressure on him with the best sack artist in the league up in this motherfucker. Like, please help us, goddammit.
Yeah, and honestly, Joe Burrow's really good at like getting the ball out quick. He's smart. He knows how to do it.
He has to. Otherwise, he's going to die. Like, the man. That was Zach Taylor. Taylor, and Tyson made the joke, it all comes down to Zach Taylor's stellar coaching. That was his coaching for Joe Burrow after the first year. He was like, listen, man, you might die. Like, throw it really fast. I don't fucking know what to tell you. Like, you get that ball, fucking go. Like, that's it. You don't want to die? Boom, get it out of your hand. That's
first
it.
Read.
And the biggest compliment I could give that is that Tom Brady made a career out of that.
That's true. Don't listen. I just chubbed up a little bit just thinking about the Bengals have the next Tom Brady. So please don't. Hey,
you can't because that's Brock Purdy, bitch. There's no way you can have the next Tom Brady. We got Mr. Irrelevant shining. We're going to fucking erase
that.
We are going to erase the narrative of that sixth round bullshit. Mr. Irrelevant is going to be the GOAT, motherfucker.
Anyone can get drafted in the sixth round. It takes work and dedication to be Mr. Irrelevant.
Why do you goddamn right?
I actually worry about the 49ers against the Eagles.
Worry in what way?
I was just going to say, in what way? Because, again, you've housed us twice. The last.
Who do you want, Robert, if the Chiefs were to win this game, who do you want to come out of the NFC?
The 49ers. You motherfucker.
What?
You motherfucker. He knows. Because he knows, goddammit. He's like, yeah, we've handled that shit the last two times. He knows, goddammit.
Yeah. They know how to scheme against D'Amico's defense and Salah's defense and it's just
what a bar. He basically said, fuck all of your defenses, it doesn't matter. That's crazy. What a bar.
I know the Cowboys fan in the room ain't goddamn talking.
Bro, Mike, boy, what the fuck you want me to say? Kellen Moore? Like, we want to be happy about that? Oh, no. Hey, bro, Panthers, Jacob, Panthers, please. Offer him the job after the interview, please.
How have we not talked more about that final play that Kellen scratched up on?
No, because we're talking about how badass Joe Burrow is.
God,
that's not what we're talking about, though.
No. I also want to point out all the dumbass Cowboys fans trying to get their moment of fame on social media, breaking their fucking TV set. Like, my wife showed me a couple of TikToks, and she's like, can you believe this? This is nuts. I'm like, no, that guy's a fucking clown, because it was clear, like, a full 15 minutes before that, the game was over. Yeah. So they were just like, yo, let's break this TV and see if we can catch some money from Best Buy to get a replacement. Like, fuck off, Cowboys fans.
Robert, would you break your TV if the Chiefs lost in dramatic fashion to the Bengals on Sunday?
Oh, no.
What would it take for you to break your TV? What level do you have to get to break your TV during a sporting event?
I have one.
Fuck. I don't...
Damn, wow. I set you up for it, Robert. I set you up for it. I was waiting for you to be like, man, it would have to be like the Super Bowl and my team's up like 24-10. And then we just got an interception and we're posing in the end zone. And the next thing you know, the other team comes back and wins the game. And then I would probably break my TV if that were to happen. I set you up for it, man. Come on.
I was legit thinking, because there's not anything in the world that would get me to break my TV out of anger, man. I use my TV so much.
So look at how mad Scott is.
Well, you forgot that.
You
forgot
the ad with you, Scott. You
forgot the ad with 7 minutes left in the game.
No, I just didn't like the you breaking it down and spelling it all out. That actually hurt more than it. If it had just come from Robert, I expect it. But you having to be like the explainer for it, that kind of pissed me off.
Thanks. Yeah, remember the 50 Cent video? What do you say fuck me for?
Yeah, exactly.
That's Mike, it's okay. It's kind of just as bad as losing 31-9 and not scoring a touchdown, or being up 21-3 and losing 27-24 in the AFC Championship. So, like,
I don't remember that.
We stay chiefing, man. Ever. We stay chiefing.
What'd you say, Drew?
I don't remember that ever happening to the Lions.
Yeah, the Cowboys. I don't know. Actually, that hasn't happened in a long time.
Caesar, you said you had one. What would cause you?
Okay, so I started like a dynasty with Colorado in my NCAA football, like on the PS3, like in 2013. Jesus, and I got so pissed off that I lost to fucking TCU in the national championship that I threw my controller. And when I threw the controller, it like came this close to hitting the TV, which was, if I broke my TV, I wouldn't have a TV because I didn't work. So yeah.
Hey, I know you were born after 2000, but they got a thing on them video game systems called the reset button, and it'll prevent you from losing the national championship.
Yeah, bro, but shit. I recruited my ass off. I had a badass offense just to fuck up on the last, like, the last game with my defense and then the allow last second field goal.
You sound real Ohio State right now.
Oh, I was gonna say,
what's more annoying, Caesar talking about his fantasy team or Caesar talking about his 2013 NCAA
fantasy team? Fantasy team.
Yeah,
Hey,
the answer is yes.
We've all been there though with the video game controller throw over the sports thing.
That's so a new controller.
We got like 8 months to figure some shit out, because when the NCAA football comes back out, oh, now that they've got online dynasties,
I'm gonna gain like 1,000.
We need
pounds
to get a Kraft Brewed Sports college football dynasty league.
You motherfuckers better PlayStation 5 up. Like,
see, that's yeah, what are you talking about? I got when they came out. Fucking talking about.
Okay, so well, you weren't around. I see, when the journey.
Yes, sir. That's my guy.
Day one.
Me too. Not Harvey Weinstein, just normal me too.
Do you think they'll have NCAA football for the Switch, guys? Because
the year after, yeah.
I mean, they probably will, honestly.
Switch over to the Switch.
It's an amazing system. It's an amazing console.
All right, listen, we're going to let Robert get out of here. Before we do, though, we'll go around. We'll make our picks here for the AFC championship.
Oh, also, we need Robert's beer. I don't think he's given the
Robert, you didn't give it in the comments.
I didn't. Okay, so real quick, yeah, I mean, I'm almost done. It's from Jay Wakefield Brewing. It's the Master Blaster.
Wow.
It is an Imperial Porter, with Filipino coconut, mustard, coffee, and Tahitian vanilla. Only 10%, so not as strong as Scott's. Scott got them.
Son of a bitch.
What makes the beans Filipino? Like, they're from there?
I can get you with beer because my 49ers can't get you, motherfucker. God damn it.
Scott, who you got coming out of the AFC Championship game?
I'm praying for the Bengals. I'm just hedging my bets, man. Like, we got that first game, and I'm just going to be sitting there. If we win, I ain't watching shit of that game because I don't give a fuck. But or if we lose, rather, I don't give a fuck. But if we win, let's go Bengals. That's the only shot we got. I'm trying Mookie, to win the six, motherfucker.
Mookie, who you got coming out of the AFC?
I'm taking the under on the first half Chiefs.
No, money line.
The Chiefs over under. We're going to take the under on the team over under for the first half. I'm going to take the over in the entire game, full game total. And then I'm also going to take, sorry, Mike, the over on McPherson field goal misses.
What's oh, there's happen? No shot. No shot. None. Sorry.
It's at 1.5. So I'm thinking he's going to miss at least two field goals.
Fade the shit out of that. McPherson isn't missing two. Caesar, who you got winning this game?
The Bengals.
Oh, that was a Carolina Panthers right there. That's what that was.
Let's go Panthers. Hire Kellen Moore. Please.
Take him away from us. God,
all right. Last guest I made Scott go, and then the guest. So I'll give my pick here. Guys, I'm so happy that the Bengals have made it this far. the line, they restructured the line, started off really shaky, got good, lot of injuries. I was like, this is going to be a first round exit for this team. So it is house money at this point. I don't care what happens. I'm just glad to be here. I would love to pull this one out, but I just don't, you know, it is what it is. I'm happy.
Attaboy.
No, you got to make a fucking pick, Mike.
Two years in a row that the Bengals have just been over expectations.
Does anybody else realize, like, do they not notice that he's saying all this with this biggest shit eating grin on his face?
No,
that's why he needs to pick a fucking side. He's not actually saying
anything
right
now. A couple years ago, Mike was the Paul Rudd meme. Like, who would have thought? Not us. Like,
yes, that is me. When they drafted Joe Burrow, who would have thought? Not me. Thought maybe one day down the road,
exactly.
One magical That's season. We've had two back-to-back magical seasons. This is I'm
just happy
ride.
To be here.
I love it. This is the best. My Who quarterback is in the conversation for like the best player in the league. It's a wonderful time to be alive. I just hope both.
Who are you picking,
Robert? Who's your pick?
Who are you picking, Mike? Don't let him off, Robert. Don't let him off this shit. Who are you picking, Mike?
Who are you picking, Mike?
Look, we're going up against probably the greatest quarterback to ever play the game. He reinvented the sport. I just want my team to keep it close. That's all I want. I just want the Bengals to keep it close. That's it. Robert, all right. Who you got this one?
So Chiefs cover. Got it.
Chiefs cover. Got it.
Anyways, yeah, okay. So realistically, it just, again, it all comes down to Mahomes' ankle. Each game was pretty much a coin flip in terms of points. of terms of what happens. Butker seems to be on point with his kicks again. I would like to say the Chiefs pull it out, but until they do, I they got to, I mean, we got to beat Burrow first. So I think the Bengals take this one. I'm gonna say 31-28.
Wow!
Damn! Wow. So not only did Robert Taylor pick the Bengals to win, he also picked the Bengals to cover. Because that's what great teams do.
As much as it pains me, but
well, if it makes you feel any better, you are being consistent with the other spineless hosts and guests we've had on tonight.
You haven't picked a single winner. You just went with like first half over money. Like, you
and that, money. Not only that, my team. If I'm gonna be asked a serious question, my team is flying across the country with a rookie quarterback. What do you want me to say, motherfucker?
Yeah, my team's
the Eagles got this. Okay, we're just we're riding this way. And
my team is going to Arrowhead Stadium. Like, that place is going to be deafening. Those fans want revenge for what the Bengals did to them last year. It is going to be really tough for the Bengals to keep their
confidence. I do like watching games at Arrowhead. I do like hearing the Braves chant in the middle of the offseason.
I was going to say, and if you really
– that?
Florida State. Okay. Both teams stole it from a college. Go figure.
Do you do that in your home, Robert, while you're watching the game? Do you do the chant?
1,000% I would.
I know you would. That wasn't the question. Yeah, Robert does it. That look away is all we need to know.
Oh, yeah. I do it at the TV. I scream. I chant.
Robert, we'll let you go. Tell people where they can catch your Twitch stream before you get out of here.
Yeah, if you want to watch a bunch of semi-autistic people play Dungeons & Dragons.
Oh, wait, are you talking about Mythic Quest?
True story real quick before I do that. So Twitch, when you set up like categories on Twitch, if your category doesn't fall into that, like if your stream doesn't fall, they'll remove those tags. And we went on last night, and I like the week before, I jokingly said, autism, and they left it.
Oh, shit.
Oh, that's fucking badass.
Yeah. So anyways, So that's... go to Twitch TV, obviously. Search up Dungeons and Dragons or Dungeons and Dumbasses TV. You'll find our dumbass streams every Monday. If you want to fuck with me on Twitter and then kind of just watch me troll the shit out of other fan bases, that's at It's Rock Robster X, and I'm on there constantly.
I love that you're like, I will troll other teams' stream. You're over here like, I just hope the Chiefs beat the Bengals.
See, right.
And then you're going to be on Twitter talking mad shit, bro. Mad shit.
Because that's how you play that.
That's
card,
the Robert baby. I want. I don't like this toned down.
I'd be in the streets like, man, fuck them Eagles. But I respect them on the show.
All right, what do you want me to say, Mike? All right. Team. How about this? Fuck the Bengals. We are going to win this game. We're not going to go 0-4.
Above all else, fuck
Eli Apple.
Only one on.
I was going to ask about that. Eli Apple's tweeting like if he just won the fucking Super Bowl. Brother, you still got two games to play, buddy.
He said Cancun on three and then did the hard.
Yes, that was so funny.
That was pretty fucked up.
That was hard. That was badass.
That was what a petty dog. Trolling to the max.
Robert, it was good hanging out with you, man. Join the Facebook group and you can interact with Robert and hear all his shit talking. Good talking.
Hey, thanks for having me on the show, guys.
We got our shot bet. The shot bet is all in place for Sunday. That's it now.
It is. Yep. Let's take shots for tomorrow.
What do I have to do? Oh, Jesus Christ.
The shot bet. Yeah. So yours is a 3/4 ounces of rum with an ounce of Worcestershire sauce.
Oh, Jesus.
It's a great and amount. A splash of ketchup. Just a little
son of a bitch.
The Mahomes.
I was bitching about this earlier, Robert. I was real disappointed that all you fools missed how I renamed our Facebook Messenger thread this weekend to Steak and Ketchup. Wow. So I just really stuck. Damn it. I was so excited too. I was like, this is great.
If the Bengals do happen to pull it out by some miracle of a like God's miracle just reaches down and
Patrick Mahomes isn't able to go because that's the only way the Bengals win this game. Robert is going to have to drink a Pinnacle Orange with Skyline Chili mix mixed in. So a little bit of
my God,
a little bit of the powder. We're gonna have to dissolve some of that powder in there.
Robert, you gotta
bring out the smelling salts instead.
Mike's getting off easy, man. Like, if he's gonna have you doing lines,
that's disgusting.
Skyline dip.
I'm doing lines of it. He's gonna dissolve it into Pinnacle Orange and then drink it. It'll be fine. It'll be like orange and chocolate and cinnamon.
Yeah, the only lines I'm doing before that shot are Coke.
I mean, you'd be better off doing lines of Coke than that shit.
No, fuck that.
Ketamine? Robert, that's how you get down.
We'll see you, bud. Take it easy.
See you guys later, man.
Love you, bro.
Robert Taylor. Good lord.
Dude, did we ever hit the transition?
What's that?
Oh, I have the difference between my.
I asked.
He absolutely did.
Yeah.
It's the only transition in the whole fucking show. I even started it with, like, we're going to do things a little different today. Let's talk football and then play it because that's all we're talking today.
I think the difference between Joe Burrow and Mahomes is just that Joe Burrow has, like, drip. Like, girls like him, but not all football fans respect his – like, they respect his game, right? But they don't respect him and suck his dick the way they suck Mahomes' dick. The media will suck Mahomes' dick 10 times more times than they will Burrow's, even though Burrow's the better-looking guy.
Why does any of that matter?
Because they asked earlier what the difference between Burrow and Mahomes was, and I said Mahomes is more for the guys and Burrow's more for the girls.
Oh, I was about to say something, but this
That's a sexist take.
This is on the edge.
No, it's not. It's not.
Hang on. That's not a sexist take, Scott. That's a T-shirt. Burrow is for the girls. That is a T-shirt that would sell right now.
That's dude. Yeah.
Girls, if we put that out right now, that
actually, we'd probably get sued because I wouldn't be shocked if he already trademarked that shit.
It's all right. There's a couple of that's why we do Purdy is for the girls.
And not, Mahomes isn't even for like the young guys. Mahomes is for like the 6-year old guys.
Mahomes is like for the old guys. Mahomes is for the OWGs that make them feel like they're not as racist because they hang out with Patrick.
Hey, it's your cornerback son's favorite quarterback. So I mean, you know, there's that. Diggs' son loves him some Patrick Mahomes.
Oh, bro, that shit. I don't care. I'm not a dactivist anymore.
Well, I ain't got shit anyone, bro. That ain't got shit to do with.
So if you're not a dactivist, like, Diggs. Are you saying? Oh, there goes Sarah confirming it. 10 out of 10 would go for Burrow over Mahomes.
Who wouldn't? Who wouldn't?
Now, but wait, let me ask you this. Sarah, does it change anything if you were to go for Mahomes? You'd basically be cucking his shit-ass wife. Does that add anything to the equation?
No, I'm not going to lie to you. I have a point. I have a point.
Okay.
Shout out Patrick Mahomes for what you did this offseason. I'm looking direct to camera. I haven't heard a peep out of your brother or your wife this whole year. Props to you, my guy.
That is true. That is very true.
The respect Jordan Jeter commercial thing.
You know what it is? They showed her this last
game.
Okay,
hold on. Shut up. One last sip to drain pour.
Oh, Jesus.
Jimmy Garoppolo, Patrick Mahomes, and Burrow.
Oh, no, we got to take Mahomes out of there. There's got to be a better looking quarterback.
No. We're keeping him in because that's how the conversation started. But I threw Jimmy in there to really fuck up everything. So Jimmy, Burrow, Patrick, go.
Can I go?
This is a trap. It's a trap.
So I'm tossing Mahomes. I'm poor draining Mahomes.
You racist fuck.
I knew it. There is a trap. There is a trap. First one, the drain port Mahomes was getting it. And you did it on purpose throwing Jimmy G in there. You son of a bitch. I knew what you were doing. I knew what you were doing.
You read me like a book.
You walked right into it, Caesar. Look at the shame. Look at the shame.
There is no shame because I stand where you're crying. Look at my beanie.
My stand was crazy.
Anyways, I'm fucking poor draining Mahomes. I'm sipping and I'm chugging Jimmy.
Mookie, who you got?
I'm poor draining Jimmy G. I am
smart. He knows.
No, I'm kind of hedging here, but honestly, no. You know what? I'm poor draining Jimmy G. I'm chugging Joey B. And I'm sipping on Patty M. And the rationale is out of those three dudes, if it's him and me, I stand the best shot with Patrick next to me. Like, I can compete with him. The other two, it's like, I have fucking no chance. That's how we were rating this, right? That was the whole point.
However you want. It's your
welcome to the show where we break down our chances with other dudes.
There's nothing wrong with it. 2023. We don't judge. It's 2023. We don't judge.
I'm just letting y'all know this is what you tuned in for. We're breaking down our chances.
I'm drain pouring Jimmy G. Look, it's going to be too much worry. Way out of the league. I can't handle that. There's too much of a discrepancy. I am chugging Patty, and then I am I'm sipping Joey Burr. It's the swag. You know what it was for me? It was the Seinfeld sweats. That's what did it for me for Joey Burr. That iced the cake. Oh, Scott, it's your sip, chug, drain, pour. Who you got?
I'm just going to let Sarah take it away right here, baby. I'm drain pouring Mahomes because I'm allowed to. I can do what I want with the mulattoes because I am one. So, sipping Jimmy, chugging Burrow, drain pouring Mahomes. I mean, Mahomes is not a good-looking dude. Like, I love mulattoes and everything, but goddamn. Like, if you're stacking them up next to those two, like, holy shit, it's not even fucking close. Then you take that voice, too. Like,
Kermit. Oh, fantastic. All right, listen, we got a couple minutes left. Actually, we're kind of over, but fuck it. Who gives a shit? We got to get our parlays in. So I think this week, only have two games, we're going to have to do two separate single-team parlays because we're not going to be able to pick, like, anytime scores. We're going to be stuck at two. So we got to do, if we want to get a three-leg parlay, we got to get one from each game. So let's start with the Eagles and Niners. Scott, I'll go to you first. What's the first leg of the Lunchbox Guy parlay?
I mean, we've been wondering about his whereabouts on January 6th. What do we got for Nick Bosa? What's his sack total, or what do we got for him?
Oh, that's a great question. Let's see if I can find something like that on here.
What do you, Mike? Are you looking on DraftKings or FanDuel? I'll check the other.
I'm at DraftKings right now, but that's all right, but how are we gonna do?
Wait, what game are we doing?
No, if we're just looking for like Eagles lines and shit.
Well, we need to get the total. Here we go. Nick Bosa sack, Scott. Here's your choices. One plus sack is -185. Two plus sacks is +265. And three plus is +900. So what do you got on January 6th sacks?
I'm going to do plus one.
Plus at -185. Mookie, what leg do you want to add to the Eagles-Niners single game parlay?
Ooh, Eagles-Niners.
Remember. Lunchbox guys, high motor guys,
high motor guys, set. Lunchbox guys. Honestly, I got to ride with my guy. Let's just go anytime touchdown scorer and George Kittle.
There it is. Nice.
Dude was cracking me up last week during the broadcast, man.
Dude, he was. I loved when he caught that spike. That was fantastic.
Yeah.
That was awesome. Caught that. By the way, George Kittle, anytime touchdown scorer is currently at what is this +190? I'm surprised.
Really?
That's a shocking revelation there. Caesar, go ahead and add a leg to the Eagles Niners lunch pail guy, and you're muted again, Caesar.
It doesn't count. It doesn't have to count. You could put yours, and I just throw mine on the side.
No bullshit. No.
Robert Gold over kicking points. I don't know what it is, but
you're going kicking points. All right, let's see if I can.
I like that.
I don't even know if I can add that.
I love kicking points. I take it every week. It always hits. Oh, fuck me in the ass.
Hold pick on. Something else. Pick something else because I can't find kicking points.
Fuck.
I can't believe you're ignoring the anytime touchdown scorer.
Well, I didn't know we were doing that. I guess Smitty or AJ Brown. I'll go Smitty just because he started the Salvation Army bucket.
I was going to say, McCaffrey's got us 2 weeks in a row. We're not going to ride the hot hand.
Okay, then, yeah, McCaffrey. Just because I'll support a Niner, McCaffrey.
That's the smart pick. McCaffrey is -135 as an anytime touchdown score. All right, so we got Nick Bosa, January 6th's favorite son, with one plus sack on the game. George Kittle, anytime touchdown score. Christian McCaffrey, anytime touchdown score. That takes that parlay to +700 odds, fellas. Lock it in. $5 bet is going to win you $40 on that one. Nice. All right, so we move to the AFC Championship. We've got the Chiefs and the Bengals. Let's build out a single game parlay for that one. Mookie, I'll go to you first. What's the first leg of this single game parlay?
Can I do Hendrickson sacks?
I'm sure you can. Let me pull that up for you here as I look. Defensive props.
Hendrickson sacks. 1+ is minus 110. 2+ is plus 425. Okay, 3+ is plus 1500.
Yeah. Let's just, we're going to do 1+ because he's going to sack Patrick once, break his leg off, and the game's just going to be over because that's how the NFL rolls when the Bengals have a chance to do something epic.
All right, fair enough. Caesar, give me a leg of this parlay for the Chiefs and the Bengals.
Is there anything specific or no?
Like, you know, passing props, rushing props.
Okay, so it could just be a prop.
Gym rats, you know exactly, coaches' sons. You know
exactly,
you know what I mean.
Where I'm going here.
I don't. They don't have the kicking props in here. They don't. They don't include those in the single game.
Ah, you motherfuckers! It was gonna be FM McPherson over 7.5. Anyways, that's a lot of fucking kicky points. I'll change that. It's not official, but unofficially, Harrison Butker over 6.5.
Ooh, okay, I just though. Said they don't have kicking.
I said unofficially.
Okay. All right, unofficially.
Kelsey over receptions.
Who over receptions?
Kelsey.
Kelsey over receptions.
I don't know what the fuck it is, because
I was going to say, let's check the receiving props on that one. We got to scroll through all these yards. Oh my God, why are there so many receiving yard props? I feel like we should plan this beforehand, guys. So that
receptions? They don't have receptions?
Yeah, it's just down at the bottom. There's a lot of them. That's literally the last thing. Travis Kelce receptions. 5+ is minus 650. 7+ is minus 150. 9+ is plus 230. And 11+ is 7.
Wait, 5+ is minus 650?
Yeah, that's
I would be taking that all day.
It's 50.
Oh, my goodness. Anytime touchdown score, then Travis Kelce, fuck it.
Anytime, okay,
because bro, minus 650, that's fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, that's insane.
On my book, it's fucking, it's what is it? It's over 6.5 minus 130.
All right, well, that's not on DraftKings. Travis Kelce, anytime touchdown score is plus 100, so we'll go ahead and lock that one in. For that one, for me, I'm gonna go with the little passing props on this one, because this burned us once before. I don't think it's going to burn us this time around. Joe Burrow, 2+ touchdown passes at minus 170. So that takes our three-leg parlay for the AFC Championship. Trey Hendrickson, 1+ sacks. Travis Kelce, an anytime touchdown score. And Joe Burrow with 2+ passing touchdowns. Total parlay odds is plus 475. So a $5 bet gets you about $28. How we feeling about this? Feeling good?
I feel like I did my part once again. I haven't lost in this yet, so it can be solid.
It's a team effort, Mookie. It's a team effort. We've all lost, all right? Except for last week when your boy stepped up and picked
this motherfucker right here.
Yeah, I was going to say team effort, my asshole. Like,
that was all me. Bet on black, goddammit.
No, we're not all black. That's the thing.
Yeah,
Scott.
Yeah, well, that's true. This is the anti-black.
The lunch pail parlay. All right, let's talk about these beers that we were drinking, boys, and how we would rate them. Scott, what was in your mug and would you bet it?
I was drinking Sonder Brewing's Otto Double Tiramisu Stout. I forgot to add that they added some local flair here with the script coffee infused in there as well. Yeah, so I mean, script coffee or not, 11%. Like I said, sweet, loving, tender, love making bang over here. Easy call.
Mookie, you declared at the beginning of the show that this stout made you realize that it is always stout season.
No.
You're drinking.
No. I specifically said if this was the stout that I would always drink, then it's always stout season. Only qualifies for this stout, but
tomato, tomato.
Magic, yeah, more like tomato, potato, but Magic Narwhal, Candy Cane, Unicorn, Chocolate Stout. Yes, absolutely, hands down to bang it. It's like your favorite friends with benefits situation where you're both on the up and up but just have great sex and feel so comfortable with it. Can't love it enough.
All right, good to know. Caesar, what were you drinking and what'd you bang?
You have to say all that, Mookie.
You can always follow.
You know what?
Whatever
I was trying to keep it tight, but fuck y'all.
No, you don't have to say that. No,
I was keeping it tight. You kept it there.
I got like Vietnam flashbacks.
Listen, it's not my fault.
Ultra infusions, lime and prickly prick cactus. Yeah, fuck it. Now that I'm in my feelings, I guess. Thanks.
Now I hear you. Listen, man.
Oh, shit.
Google Forms can't solve everything. Sometimes we just have to live.
It never
through
has,
pain.
And it never will.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus Christ!
Right. Now, I feel like Caesar's outfits turned like emo.
I was drinking a Nelly's orange creamsicle.
Nelly, like the rapper?
No. Yes, yes. Nelly brings his own.
That's fucking crazy. What a dog!
It's from St. Louis. It has light. It has light on the can though, so we know that it's the light form of the beer.
Right. Oh,
Nelly's light.
This is Nelly's orange creamsicle from Taps Brewing, Woodbang. Absolutely.
Is it actually St. Louis?
No, it's Cincinnati. It's a Cincinnati beer. God damn. I'm going to have to go listen to country grammar.
Why is that a bad thing? I mean, geez.
That is a bad thing. I mean, come on.
When the great thing when you're in the moment,
when
but
the
after
ladies
just feels like
don't
shit.
Want a feelings fuck, you know that that's not the business, dude. That's not the
whatever. Eat dick, all of you. And for the record, while we were doing the show, I locked it in. Moneyline parlay, Niners Chiefs. Sorry, Mike. That's just the reality of the situation.
Good. Fade Mookie, baby, because here comes the Eagles and the Bengals in the Super Bowl, baby. Let's go.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Fuck that. That's the worst case scenario for me. God damn it.
Hey, look. I'm sorry. You can't. Don't play Fade Mookie. Locked in as parlay.
Mookie, you son of a bitch.
Fade Mookie, and you're going to get thank you guys so much for tuning in. Shout out to Jared and Robert for hanging out with us tonight. It's becoming a new tradition to bring on opposing fans to play against us in the NFC Championship game. So thanks to you guys for hanging out. Thanks to all of you for listening, for tuning in, for commenting. Sorry we didn't do too many comments. It's a little harder to run everything back here. But be sure to follow us at Crafty Sports on Instagram and Twitter. Join the Facebook group. Subscribe to YouTube. Shout out Belly Up Sports, bellyupsports.com. Be sure to subscribe and review to our podcast and all the Belly Up Sports podcasts. Help support it as well. We'll see you guys next week. Cheers.
Niners by a billion. Fuck you, Philadelphia.
Save your hoops, baby. I'm coming for that, Ned.
Bengals are beating the Chiefs.
Explain that.